Okay, this is the safe for work version. My name is Sylvia. I don't really want to talk about myself. I guess I'm not that young. Like, I'm an adult, but I look a lot younger than I am, apparently. I don't know if that is also the case with my voice, but yeah. Anyways. What made me decide to start recording? Well, I don't know. I guess that's kind of a personal question too. The easiest answer is that I'm bored, and I'm looking for something to do. Question number three: what kind of recordings do you see yourself doing? I don't want to do anything like too romantic or safe for work. I don't know, honestly, I like doing age play. That's about it. And I guess like humiliation stuff is fine too, or like a combo. Number four, what features are most attractive to you and the people you are interested in? I don't know. I guess someone who just has a lot of knowledge in general. Like a bookish person. I don't know. Anyways, number five. What do you think is your most attractive quality? I don't know. I don't really want to answer this question. Sorry, there's cars in the background because I'm sitting in my car right now. Number six, do you have a favorite book, movie, song? Ooh. Well, I don't want to say because I'm kind of worried that I'm kind of paranoid, and my favorite stuff is like pretty specific and obscure, so I'm kind of paranoid that someone would like listen to this and know who I am based on that, so I will also decline to answer this question. Number seven, tell us your idea of a perfect day or perhaps a perfect date. An art museum or a cathedral. And number eight, what are five things you want to do before you die? I love to learn a language. Well, I actually would love to learn to speak and understand a language, and I would also love to learn Latin. I want to have kids and a family. I want to love my job and help a lot of people. I don't know, this is kind of making me depressed, so I'll go to the next one. If you won $10 million, what would you do with the money? I would invest it in index funds. I would definitely donate a lot of it to charity, but I would probably start a few college funds for my siblings, and then I would invest the rest of it. I don't know if it'd all be index funds. I might do some individual stocks, but I would do a lot of research before I invested into individual stocks. I'm more of an index funds person. I'm pretty boring in that regard. Number 10, what would it be a relationship deal breaker for you? Probably an atheist. I would never with an atheist. I just can't. So yeah, that's it for me. Bye.